At least once in our life, we have definitely come in contact with a severe stress and find ourselves helpless in that situation. I want to tell you a thing before we start. Nothing is permanent. The stress, I don't care how much stressed or tensed you were, but this is for a short time of period. After get rid of that problem, you will also think with a smile on your face that why I was doing that shit? Why I was so stressed? You will find this that thing funny. So in this episode, we'll talk about 17 things you can do to get rid of stress. I will be talking about both short-term and long-term techniques of stress reduction. Hey, this is Ashwini Parikh welcoming all of you to your zone, Espo Zone, from bottom of my heart. Thanks a lot to be here on Espo Zone because this means a lot to me. So without wasting any further ado, let's dive in with me into our today's topic. From minor challenges to major crises, stress is a part of our life. And while you can't always control your circumstances, but you can control how you respond to them. When stress becomes overwhelming or it's chronic, it can be a toll on your well-being. That's why it's important to have effective stress relievers that can calm your mind and your body. There isn't a one-size-fits-all option. There is no single chew that can fix all the fits. So when it comes to stress relief, however, what works for one person might not work for another person. And what works for you at the home might not be an option when you are at work or in the community. I can give you an example. Dancing around your living room might be helpful, but you can't dance in a grocery store. Dancing in a grocery store might not be helpful, okay, and it will not suit on you. So it's important to have a variety of stress relief tools at your disposal. Then you will be able to pick a strategy that works best for your current circumstances. So let's first talk about short-term stress relief strategies you can do anywhere. Whether you are about to be interviewed for a job or you are feeling overwhelmed by your child's behavior at the playground, it's important to have some stress reduction tools that can lower your stress right now. The best thing about these short-term strategies are like they can be performed anywhere, take very little practice to master. These are free and provide immediate relief to you. So number one, try guided imagery. Guided imagery is like taking a short vacation in your mind. It can involve imagining yourself being in your happy place, maybe picturizing yourself sitting on a beach, listening to the waves, smelling to the ocean, and feeling the warm sand underneath you. Guided imagery can be done with a recording where you listen to someone walk you through a peaceful scene. Or once you know how to do it yourself, you can practice guided imagery on your own. Simply close your eyes for a minute and walk yourself through a peaceful scene. Think about all the sensory experiences you are engaged in and allow yourself to feel as though you are really there. After a few minutes, open your eyes and return to the present moment. Next one is meditation. As I said before in my last episode, meditation brings short-term stress relief and as well as lasting stress management benefits also. There are many different forms of meditation to try. Each one is unique and brings its own appeal. You might develop a mantra that you repeat in your mind as you take slow deep breaths, or you might take a few minutes to practice mindfulness, which involves being in the moment. Simply pay attention to that what you see, hear, taste, touch, and smell. When you are focused on the here and now, you won't be able to ruminate about something that already happened, and you can't worry about something in the future. Meditation and mindfulness take practice, but it can make a big difference in your overall stress level. Next thing you can do is practice progressive muscle relaxation. Progressive muscle relaxation involves relaxing all the muscles in your body group by group. To practice, you can start with a few deep breaths. Then practice tightening and relaxing each muscle group. Start with your forehead and moving down to your toes. With practice, you will learn to recognize tension and tightness in your muscles, and you will be able to relax more easily. Each time you practice, however, you should experience a feeling of relaxation sweeping through your body. Next thing, focus on breathing. Just focusing on your breath or changing the way you breathe can make a big difference to your overall stress level. Breathing techniques can calm your body and your brain in just a few minutes. The best news is, no one around you will ever know that you are doing this. So, wherever you are in a stressful meeting or you are sitting in a crowded theater, breathing exercise could be key to reducing your stress. While there are many different breathing exercises like karate breathing, a few simple ones included. Number 1. Breathing in through your nose and watch your belly fill with air. Count slowly to 3 and you inhale. Hold 1 second and then slowly breathe throughout your nose and you count 3 again. Number 2, breathe in through your nose and imagine that you are inhaling peaceful, calm air. Imagine that air spreading throughout your body. As you exhale, imagine that you are breathing out stress and all the tension you have in your mind and in your body. Next thing you can do is take a walk. Exercise is a fantastic stress reliever that can work in a minute. Taking a walk allows you to enjoy a change of scenery, which can get you into a different frame of mind and brings the benefits of exercise as well. So, whether you just need to take a stroll around the office to get a break from a frustrating task, or you decide to go for a long walk in the park after work, walking is a simple but effective way to rejuvenate your mind and your body also. So, these are the short-term strategies. Now we'll talk about fast-acting stress relief strategies that work well at home. Especially for home, okay? In the privacy of your own home, there are many stress relief strategies that can help you relax fast. So, whether you are had a tough day at work or you're stressed about how much you have to do, these strategies can give you some immediate relief from your stress. So, number 1 point in this section is get a hug from a loved one. Physical touch can do a lot to relieve your stress. Hugging a loved one can be especially beneficial. When you hug someone, oxytocin, also known as cuddle hormone, is released. Oxytocin is associated with higher levels of happiness and lower level of stress. Oxytocin also causes reduce in blood pressure. It reduces the stress hormone norepinephrine and can process a sense of relaxation. So don't be afraid to ask a loved one for a hug if you need it. It is good for both you and it. It can be of the simplest form of stress relief available there. So next thing in the segment is enjoy aromatherapy. Have you heard about aromatherapy? If yes, then it's okay. Then if not, then aromatherapy has real benefits for stress relief. It can help you to feel energized, more relaxed, more present in that moment. Energizing research suggests certain scents can alter brain waves activities and decrease the stress hormone in the body. So whether you enjoy candles, diffusers, or body products, consider incorporating some aromatherapy into your day. Next thing you can do is do creative artwork. Are you creative? Personally, I am not a creative guy, okay? So getting in touch with your creative side may have been easy for you during your childhood. But if you lost touch with your penchant for artwork, it's not too late to pick it up again. If you aren't into drawing or painting, consider coloring in a color book. I can do it also. Adult coloring books have risen in popularity, and for good reason, coloring can be a great stress reliever. Research consistently shows that coloring can have a meditative effect also. One study found that anxiety levels decline in people who were coloring complex geometrical patterns and making a perfect outline for stress reduction. So these were our fast acting therapies you can do to relieve from stress. And now we'll talk about long-term stress relief strategies for lasting health. These are long-term, okay? Certain habits can promote resilience to stress as well as increase overall wellness. For example, those who exercise or meditate regularly tend to become less stressed in the face of a difficult challenge. So it's important to create a lifestyle that will help you ward off stress and deal with challenges in a healthy way. So number first in this segment is eat a balanced diet. A poor diet can bring greater reactivity towards stress. Emotional eating and reaching for high-fat, high-sugar food can provide a temporary sense of relief that adds to your long-term stress. Refined carbs like cookies and potato chips can cause a spike in your blood sugar, unfortunately. When your blood sugar crashes, you might experience more stress and anxiety. Consuming a healthy diet can help you combat stress over the long haul. So, food like egg, avocados, and walnuts support mood regulation and energy balance. So, adopt these instead of taking fast food, okay? I know this will be not easy for you, and for me also, it will not easy for anyone, okay? But you have to do this if you want you to be less stressed, okay? So next thing in this segment is make time for leisure activities. Leisure activities can be a wonderful way to relieve stress. Yet many people feel as though their lives are too busy for hobbies, games, or extra fun, okay? But building time for leisure into your schedule could be key for having you feel your best, okay? And when you feel better, you will perform better, which means leisure time may make you work time more efficient. Whether you find joy in caring for a garden or you like making quilts, hobbies and leisure are key to living your best life. Believe me, do some leisure activities in your schedule. Make them a part of your daily life, your schedule. So the next thing you can do in this segment is develop a positive self-talk habit. I have mentioned this earlier in my previous episodes also, and yeah, go and watch our previous episode also. So go and watch. But stop. Before this, watch this episode till the end. The way you talk to yourself matters. Harsh self-criticism, self-doubt, predictions aren't helpful, okay? Aren't helpful in any way. If you are constantly thinking things like, I don't have time for this and I can't stand this, you will stress yourself out. It's important to learn to talk to yourself in a more realistic, compassionate manner when you call yourself name or doubt your ability to succeed. Reply with a kinder inner dialogue, okay? Positive self-talk can help you develop a healthier outlook, and an optimistic and compassionate conversation can help you manage your emotions and take positive actions. So this is the thing which I personally like in all those 7 points. I do it for myself and it works for me very good. Very well, it's best practice you can do, okay? So the next thing is practice yoga. Yoga combines physical movement, meditation, light exercise and controlled breathing, all of which provide excellent stress relief. And while you are likely to reap immediate benefits from a single yoga session, you will likely to receive long-term benefits if you incorporate it into your life in a consistent way. Yoga offers a variety of physical, psychological, and spiritual benefits. To get started yoga, you might take a class, enroll in an online program, or you can use an app to help you bring this action and do yoga in a systematic way. So next thing in this segment, point number, I don't know what the point number is, but the next thing is in this segment is express gratitude. Gratitude helps you recognize all the things you have to be thankful for, whether you are grateful for a sunny day or thankful you arrived at work safely. Think about all the good things you have in your life. Gratitude also reminds you of all the resources you have to cope with stress, which can be quite empowering. Studies also show grateful people enjoy better mental health, lower stress, and a better quality of life. So, whether you decide to make it a habit to identify what you're grateful for as you sit around the dinner table, or you decide to write down 3 things you are grateful for in a grateful book you made for this specific purpose every day, make grateful a regular habit. I am suggesting this to you. Make it a habit to be grateful to the things you are experiencing, that these are good things in your life. Okay, so the next thing in our list is, I think some of you are doing this already, but I am damn sure that some of you are like not doing this. This is prioritize exercise. Physical activity is a key to managing stress and improving mental health, and the best news is there are many different kinds of activities that can reduce your stress. Join a gym, take a class, or exercise outside. Keep in mind that there are many different ways to get more physical activities in your day too. Okay, walking, strength training, kayaking, hiking, and spin class are just a few different examples of way you can get stress relief by this practice. Okay, so in this segment we were talking about the long-term things, the things which will benefit you in the long term. But now in this segment, we'll talk about strategies that engage in problem-focusing coping. Most stress relievers focus on changing your emotions, but sometimes you won't necessarily get relief until you change the environment around you. This is referred to as problem-focusing coping, as it is opposite to emotion-focused coping. Problem-focused coping involves taking steps to remove the stressor from your life, as opposed to changing how you feel about the stressor. This segment is opposite to the 3 segments we have mentioned before, but let's jump into it. Let's see what is it. So our point number 1 in this segment is reassess your to-do list. If you are trying to squeeze 20 hours worth of work into 16 hours, you are going to feel stressed, definitely. Reducing your workload could be key to helping you get through the day feeling better, whether that means stepping away from a community you joined or it involves hiring someone to complete some of your household chores for you. Honing your time management skills can allow you to minimize the stressors that you experience and better manage the ones you can't avoid. Okay, then when you are able to complete everything on your to-do list without the stress of rushing into or forgetting, your whole life will be definitely easier for you. Okay, you will experience it that you will feel a more ease in your life. Next point, obtain social support. Yep, this is helpful. Having supportive people in your life is the key to stress management. If you lack emotional support and friendship, it's important to get it. That may mean reaching out to your existing network, perhaps confiding in a family member or distant friends can help you become closer, and it may give you the social support you need. The social support is so important in the life you are living. You may also need to expand your network. Join an organization, attend a support group, or get professional help if you lack supportive people in your life. Next thing you can do is cut out things that add your stress. Sometimes the best way to reduce your stress is cut something out of your life. Get rid of the things that are adding to your stress so you can experience more peace. watching the news, being consistently connected to your digital devices, drinking alcohol, and consuming too much caffeine are just a few of the things that may add more stress to your life. Making some changes to your daily habits could be instrumental in helping you feel better. This thing can reduce your stress level completely. So this was our today's podcast about what are the things you can do to reduce your stress level. I hope you enjoyed it and learned from it. If yes, then share this podcast to your friends also and follow us or favorite us, like us, whatever option is in front of you. If you have any suggestion for our future podcast, suggest us by DMing on Instagram @AshwiniParekh19. You can DM us on Instagram, I'm repeating, @AshwiniParekh19, or by you can also email us on aspazone@yahoo.com. I will definitely solve your problem and give you a shout out with your name and residential area or whatever information you want me as a shout out. We'll meet again in our next episode. So this is Ashwini Parekh from Aspazone signing off. Tada, bye bye. So that's it for today. If you feel level of stress coming in your mind after this podcast anytime, then remember the talk said by Ashwini Parekh and do these things. They will be helpful to you.